and make the call that could decide your child's future. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Bob Miller!
Is there a bigger idiot than you in the entire world?
WFMD, Frederick's New Station.
7-Eleven at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. Good morning. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Well, I got a friend who lives down in the Houston area. His name is John Lindsay, business owner down there, and a former graduate of Walkersville High School who moved down to Texas right below Houston and joins us now via the telephone. John, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Bob. Doing good, man. Actually doing very well down here, considering the circumstances. Thank you.
Now, you are actually not in Houston. You're in a town called League City, correct?
We are. We're about 20 miles south of Houston, right in between Galveston, which is on the coast, and Houston, which is the big city proper here.
Yeah, but now, I mean, League City has a waterway right into it. I mean, off of Trinity Bay, Galveston Bay. So, I mean, you're not that far above sea level. I mean, any part of that area is not that far above sea level, correct?
No, we're surrounded by water in a big way. In fact, Clear Creek runs right through where we live. At normal circumstances, it's about 7 feet. We heard that it rose to 25 feet in less than 6 hours. So it's over the banks. It's flooded everywhere down here. It's not a good situation.
So tell me exactly, do you know how much rain you have gotten there?
I've heard different numbers, Bob. I've heard everything from 30 inches, 27 inches, 32 inches. I know it's a lot. I've never seen anything like it. We've been here 15 years. We've never seen this much rain. Even when Allison came and flooded it terribly here, you know, almost a decade ago, it was nothing like this. I've never seen anything like this. Complete devastation.
Now, you are still in your house, correct?
I'm in my house. In fact, I'm standing in my backyard right now looking at the damage. It's just getting to the point where it's a little bit light here where I can see. I'm standing in my backyard looking through the fence because the fence is gone out at an easement to see how much water is coming down. And actually, last night for us, I don't know how it's been for everybody else, but last night for us was a much better night.
I'm trying to look at the storm and exactly where it is. What is the forecast for your area? And I don't think you're in the eye of the storm anymore, but what's the forecast for your area over the next day or two? And do you have television service? Do you have ways to find out what's actually going on down there?
Yeah, I actually still have cable. In fact, I just turned the TV on. I got a little nap in, so I just turned the TV on when I woke up. But right now what they're saying is it's going to come back through. It's going to strengthen in the Gulf. Looks like it may move at least the big part a little bit east of us. Looks like Louisiana is starting to pick up a little bit more of the rain. But we're still due for a significant amount of rain on top of what we've already got over the next 24 to 48 hours is what they're saying.
Probably not an area where you sit out there and you put out your rain gauge and go, oh, well, we've got to, because you don't typically get a whole lot of rain down there, do you?
You know what people are putting out here now for this? Buckets.
Oh.
I've heard our neighbors are putting buckets out in the yard and then dumping them when they fill up. So, no, you know, we get some rain because we get storms off the Gulf. We're like Florida, you know, we get a thunderstorm here, a thunderstorm there, but it's usually here and gone. We don't usually get these rain events where it stays and hangs around and dumps this kind of rain. It's so low, like you said, the sea level issue is... If a storm hangs around as long as something like this does, we have bayous here in Texas, and they just don't drain that fast. So it becomes a huge problem when these bayous overflow. The city just overflows immediately. In the suburbs down here like us, we get all that overflow. So it's just been unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, I know that talking to you, again, we're talking with John Lindsay, a good friend of mine, and a former graduate of Walkersville High School, now living in the Houston area in League City. Did your mayor of League City, I think named Pat Hallisey, give any kind of an evacuation notice or tell you to stay? I mean, we all know the Houston governor told people to stay, not to evacuate because he was worried about people coming back. Did you get kind of any inclination that your mayor wanted you guys to leave? And could you have left if you wanted to?
We probably could have left. We were actually on a plane. Our story was we were out of town. We were in California when we heard the news. It started out as a tropical depression, and they said, hey, it's just going to be a minor rain event. So most people here weren't caught off guard to the fact that it was going to happen. We were caught off guard to the extent everybody thought that it was just going to be a tropical storm. And for us, that's pretty normal. So most people stayed. In fact, I drove around. The last time we had an event like this in my neighborhood, everybody has boards to board up their homes. There was one house boarded up here, so nobody anticipated it was going to be anything remotely close to this. So most people stayed. By the time you could have evacuated, it was probably too late. So I don't think that, at least to where I am, they were not telling people to leave. We heard Seabrook next to us, which floods historically really bad. Those people were told to not a mandatory evacuation, but a voluntary evacuation. I think theirs started on Friday. And so that's about the only community we've heard here that were ever told to leave. In Houston proper, you know, they never said it. And by the time people said, hey, we should have had an evacuation order, it was way too late. You could have never got these people out of here that fast. It just, Bob, the water came up so fast. The rain was so, it was, I guess the word I would use is relentless. I've never seen anything like it. I stayed up all night with pumps, brooms, trying to sweep everything out. And the people that are literally across the street from me have 4 feet of water in their house yesterday. And so we were very, very fortunate. It just came so fast, there was just nothing you could do.
Now, do you have water in your house?
No, I don't have any. You know, my garage has some, and our back area has some that's standing water, but literally we are dry as can be in the home. So we are absolutely lucky, just the proximity of our home, because one street over yesterday, I had my wife drive me over, and you couldn't even drive the truck over. And she's got a very large truck. You couldn't even drive the truck over. There was 4 feet of water on the street, and probably still is.
So, you know, the hunkering down now, I mean, if you're supposed to get rain, is your house on a concrete slab, or you don't have a basement, right?
No, there's no basements in Texas, dude. We don't have any basements here. Everything's either a slab or it's up on stilts. So everybody here is still hunkering down. There's a lot of people that don't have power still. Fortunately, we're fortunate to have both power cable. We have AC running, so we're good. I hear a lot of generators running on the other side of the street. So there's some areas here that do not have power, and it probably won't get it back for quite some time, particularly if the rain's going to continue like they say it's going to do for the next 2 days. So
have you seen neighbors beginning to help neighbors on the and let's talk about the good part of the nature of people helping neighbors. I know you said you were over there helping your neighbor, you know, pull out carpet and stuff like that. Have you seen people helping other people?
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah, I mean, that's the coolest part about this. I mean, in all this devastation, what you always see is the people coming out to do that. And I spent my day yesterday over on another street ripping out carpet and floors. I'll tell you, looking in the owner's eyes, just pure devastation. I'll tell you one thing. Most people here where I live don't have flood insurance because it just never floods here. So they look devastated. But there were people everywhere bringing food, helping people take the trash out, helping people get from point A to point B. Bob, I saw, look, on our street, people were launching boats and wave runners so that they could get people back and forth from house to house because they couldn't get there walking. The way the water was just too high. So people out everywhere doing wonderful stuff. It's the coolest thing about an event like this is that the people really do come together.
Well, I hate to ask, but what about the other side of that? I've seen some videos already of people looting. Have you had any problems with that in your area?
I don't own anything cool, so nobody's messed with my stuff. But I haven't seen anything. But I've heard the same reports you've had. In fact, it's south of here in some of the areas that are on the coastal towns like that, where it's really been strip malls and areas that have been devastated like that, where they have retail centers. I've seen the same thing you've seen on the news. I've not seen any of that around here, but our area is really residential. And like I said, nobody's messed with our stuff because I couldn't give it away, Bob. You know that.
Oh, man, you know what? If you got some cans of Blue Frog floating down, I'll take them. So,
drinking one right now, baby. Someone can get me through. I just slept all night, I'm telling you.
Let's real quick one more time before we get out of here, and that is give me an idea of what your area, again, you're in League City, about 20 miles out south of Houston. You know, what are you looking at again over the next 12 to 24 hours?
I'm sitting here looking at the TV screen right now on Fox News, and they're telling me that it looks like the update from Homeland Security and the weather report looks like everything. We still got more rain coming in. They're still saying could be another 15 to 20 inches where we are, depending on what track this takes and how much moisture it picks up from the Gulf. So this isn't over, especially for the flooding aspect, because it's like a sponge that's already full of water. There's nowhere else for any new water to go. So any rain that we get, whether it's 5 inches, 10 inches, 15 inches, is all going to be really bad for these people. If you were close to flooding before like we were, you know, there's a chance that you could flood. If you've already flooded, then it's probably just going to make a bigger mess for you. But it looks like it's not done yet, at least the models that I'm seeing right here on the TV this morning.
What do you do in the future? I mean, you had an event like this. Maybe hopefully it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. What do you, John Lindsay, do as a husband, a father, grandfather? What do you do down the road to protect your family and make sure this kind of stuff doesn't happen again to you, to your own house?
Man, you move to the South Carolina down to Hilton Head. You can hang out on the beach is what you do.
There you go.
It makes it much easier to talk your wife into moving.
Yeah, that's
what just happens, man. I'm one step away from being able to move again, so I'm good. Actually, most people here are really resilient. It's really funny. Whatever it is about the salt air and the coast here, most of the people, Bob, this is the third largest boating community in the world, in America at least. And so most of these people are drawn here by the salt air and the beach and the sand, and, you know, they just want to be here. And so they're not leaving. Even when this happens, they know this is part of the living on the coast. They're just not going. They're going to stay. So for us, it's the same thing. I mean, you know, look, this kind of stuff happens. You live with it. It's not fun, and it's, like I said, looking at people yesterday and how heart hurt they were and what they've lost, and it's horrible. But most of these people, they're not going anywhere. They love it here.
And what can we do as people who are living in the high ground in areas that are not devastated by this? I mean, have you heard of any efforts to help out, and what should we do here?
You know, most people need prayer. That's what they need. But, you know, in addition to that, I'm quite sure there's going to be funds set up to help these people that don't have flood insurance. And, you know, I'm sure that people will start making those known to people. I saw J.J. Watt yesterday on the news, couldn't make it back home from the Saints game. So he's setting up a fund already. There's lots of people that are going to be raising money because it's going to be needed. It's going to take months, if not years, for some of these people to get over fixing some of the stuff that's going to have to be fixed here based on the devastation. So, but prayers, man, prayers are the most important thing. That first of all, that we get through the rest of this, and second of all, that that no life is lost and people are just safe. You know, stuff can be replaced, but keeping people safe is a hard thing to do with all this devastation going on around here. So prayers are it, man.
Well, keep us in contact. We'll try to touch base with you a little bit later on in the week to find out what, you know, hopefully this will all dissipate real soon, and hopefully we can just get rid of some of this stuff.
Sure, appreciate it, brother. Good to hear the voice of the morning mayor.
Thank you, sir.
You made my day.
Yeah, I think you have a really rotten day ahead of you. All right, thank you, John Lindsay. Hang on, we'll talk to you off the